I'll be right back. I've got to go take a plouve.
JoeCustoms.com is the home of the world's premier G.I. Joe customizing website. Its purpose, to learn, improve, share, entertain, and showcase the work of the customizing community, wherever and whenever possible, to whomever shows interest. We'll help the community. Wherever there's customizing, Joe Customs is there.
Joe Customs.
Hey, and welcome to the special edition of Joe Customs Podcast. We're going to go over the Joe Custom Awards. John, a.k.a. P-Love.
I'm Brad, TR101AL.
And I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Spectre.
Hi, I'm Brian. I'm also known as Nova.
Aaron, I'm known as Bucky.
And I'm Joe Michaels. Welcome to the last night of Joe Customs Custom Celebration number 8. And what'd you think? Anybody?
I thought it was very well done. Lots of great things were shown off. The found items challenges were great. The 2-week figure challenges were very entertaining. The Whippin' It project, some great stuff shown, and you get to see a little bit of insight into how the customizers put their pieces together. All in all, I think it was a very good showing this year.
I thought it was nice to see a lot of the newbies jump on board and get all excited about it and comment and participate. Because of work schedule, I wasn't able to participate like I have in previous years, but there's a lot of ideas that I've been able to drum up that can use further down the line instead of, you know, just within the 2 weeks of the celebration.
Yeah, I specifically stole from Brad. He did that bottle of Candor City with his found items, and I basically copied his entire idea with my own bits and stuff. So I think it was better than last year. I think last year we just had too much stuff. This year there was still a lot, but it was more manageable.
I always liked that Celebration is a week that I think is going to be great, and then work just dumps and dumps and dumps on me.
Well, I think we all know that this was kind of Bucky's year.
Yeah.
You know, between him and Oreo Builder, I think that they did a fantastic job. And I think as a cheerleader, especially behind the scenes, my hat's off. So thanks for being on the show, and thanks for everything you did this year. And, you know, as you get older, it's harder to get that engine revved up, and you really did a good job of behind the scenes of getting me excited anyway. So thank you for that.
Speaking of getting revved up and getting the engine going, nice big brawler. That got my engine going.
And he didn't have a pink shirt on either.
Yeah, he did a really good job on that. When I was seeing the work in progress pictures he was sending me, every single one, I would look at his, and then I'd look at what I had on the table, and I would basically just scrap mine and start over, because his were blowing me away. They look great not even painted. The stuff that he can whip together without even painting on it, you can just see where he's going with it, and they're really, really good.
One question, though. You guys did a lot of great work, but when are we going to see him in the gallery?
I've been meaning to ask him that. You'll see mine in the gallery after I get him back from Canada. I'm not sure about him. He can keep his out of the gallery because it's less competition for me, but that's the way I look at it. But otherwise, I plan on getting on him about that. I think the only thing that I saw in there lately might have been his trade from last year.
So, in other words, you're saying I got a head start.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you guys want to talk about that?
Yeah, how did that come about anyway? Who was lipping off?
I think we were just teasing each other. It was either on the website or on Facebook. I can't remember, to be honest with you.
I can't either. All I know is I woke up one morning in a challenge, which isn't that. It's really not, you know, anything new for me. It's just that trying to remember the details of why I'm in the challenge now. So yeah, Bucky and I are we've got a little friendly wager going on about how many customs that we can finish and get into the gallery by the end of 2014. And the loser of the challenge has to make the winner a, if I say butcher, is that good enough, or do we need more than that?
If you've seen the movie Gangs in New York, it's the Bill the Butcher.
Bill the Butcher. Yeah. I've already started putting mine together, by the way.
Yeah, me too. I was actually...
I was kidding. I knew you were going to concede.
If I lose, I won't be upset. I had a pretty good idea in mind right after I made that challenge, and I was like, I'm going to make one anyway, and that way I can give it to you if you win.
Right on. It'll go right up there with all those other customs I've gotten from other customizers, which would be none.
Oh.
Exactly. So, what else, or should we move right into it?
Let's get to the meat and potatoes.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening, and welcome to the second annual Joe Customs Awards podcast. I'll be your MC for the evening, and we're going to begin. I screwed that up.
That was pretty good until that last part. Oh, come on, guys. We're going to be here all night.
All right. So should we start off with best G.I. Joe custom figure?
Start at the top, end at the bottom.
All right.
I'm just here to look pretty.
It's radio. Nobody's going to see you.
No. Nova is sexy for a podcast.
I put on the Terrorism costume for nothing then?
You guys ready?
Yes.
Our first award of the evening is the award for Best G.I. Joe Custom Figure. The nominees are Skidmark by Dusty79, Backblast by Dave Anthony, Backstop by Dave Anthony, Outback by Bucky, and Rocky Balboa by Sean Wang.
You said Skidmark.
Well, I just want to say before I answer that, you know, in the spirit of the JCAs, as I believe that they're supposed to be, I looked at, you know, what everybody put out there this year, or I should say last year, 2013. And I felt like Dave Anthony really brought his A game. And I had to go with Backstop by Dave Anthony.
I went with Bucky's Outback. I love that character, and I thought he did it justice, so I think I voted for it in almost every category it was nominated.
But I'll jump in on that one quick, just because I'm not really a fan of the character per se, and I've seen a bunch of customs of it in the last 7-8 years, and I've really never been impressed by one until I saw Bucky's, and right away decided I needed to have that character added to my own custom collection as well.
I have a decided bias towards vintage O-ring style figures. That's why my vote went towards Sean Wang's Rocky Balboa.
But for myself, because I'm a cheapskate, so.
I've already talked to Bucky about getting that head cast. And the winner is?
And the winner of Best G.I. Joe Custom Figure is Backblast by Dave Anthony.
That was a good figure. I don't think you could have went wrong with any of them.
Dave Anthony's stuff is always good. His stuff is just beautiful.
He's probably one of my favorite modern era customizers out there. And when he was doing the new sculpt stuff, that was a really big fan of what he was doing then.
His paint work is pretty amazing.
Sorry, Buck, but I really do think you need to get that head off to Vortius.
It'll be going out to Rodimus as soon as it gets back from Canada.
Right on.
The best Cobra custom figure. The nominees are Raptor by Dave Anthony, Blackout by Dave Anthony, Blue Beret Commando by Liv Evil, Destro by C. Money Collins, Night Vulture by Bucky, and Viper Guards by Oreo Builder.
Every single one of those deserves this award, by the way. This was a tough one. But I hate to say it, but I don't hate to say it. Every single one of these deserves the award, but I did go with Raptor by Dave Anthony. I love that custom.
I think I mentioned it on a previous podcast, but the Blue Beret Cover Trooper was awesome. I mean, it had, from a distance, it reminded me of a 12-inch and even had that feel to it. And to realize it was 3¾-inch figure was just amazing. You know, it's nice to see some classic Real American Hero style customs from him, and he did an outstanding job with that.
No, I like Liv Evil's work. It's always top-notch, and it was a pleasure working with him to make duplications of that Blue Beret Commando head and chest set. So again, vested self-interest plus bias towards ARAH, where I voted.
Can I just stop you right there and just say, what, you guys made copies of that thing? Is that common knowledge?
Isn't it?
I haven't heard this before.
It is now.
It's been available a few times in the Joe Customs marketplace, and I have intentions of putting together a store, but I'm kind of a slack about that. So, you know, stuff in the works. It's a work in progress.
Talk to you, in other words, huh?
That would be good.
All right.
I went for Dave Anthony's Blackout in this category. I definitely love the Blue Beret Commando. I voted for him in several other categories. But this one, it went with a modern era figure. And, you know, it's no surprise. Dave Anthony's done some crazy good work this year.
And the winner is Blue Beret Commando by Liv Evil.
Nice.
Woo-hoo.
Good job.
Are you going to be putting in all those clap sounds again?
Nope.
Best Other Custom Figure, and the nominees are Xandar by Dave Anthony, Count Chocula by Joe Michael 70, Doctor Doom by Joe Michael 70, Nightwing by Dr. Bindi, and Entry 09 by Tim121RVC.
Man, I hate to say it, any category that Tim's custom was in, Bucky and Hypno and I got to hold that thing at Assembly Required in Iowa. And I don't know if you guys have got to see this thing in person yet, but that's a fantastic, fantastic custom. That's all I have to say.
Is that the one for the mascot contest?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, it's awesome. Those paint apps were so smooth, it literally looked like you just ripped it off of a package in 1986 and was holding it in your hand. It was very, very nice.
It's almost unfair that it's a valid custom for these categories because it's such a top-notch custom, and we already know everybody likes that custom, so it's just a great figure.
And the winner is Entry 09 by Tim121RVC.
Yay! Well deserved.
Congratulations, Tim.
Best No Joe Challenge custom. The nominees are Slade the Super Agent by Hypno Hustler, Johnny West by DR Bindi, Sam Cobra by DR Bindi, Tex Hex by P Love, and Nightwolf by Tim121RVC.
First, before we get into this, I'm really surprised that four of those five all came from the Cowboys versus Indians NJC. I mean, I think that goes to show like the talent and the effort that went into that particular NJC challenge.
I got to say that in this category, Bindi's biggest problem was the fact he had two of them in there.
Yeah, competing.
So I had to choose between the let me just put it this way. P-Love, yours tugged on my nostalgia string because I had that figure back in the day, the original one that you based your custom off of. And so I was fighting that versus the fact that I also had the ones that Bindi had. And so I was fighting nostalgia. And in the end, I went with Johnny West over Sam Cobra just because of the recognition and just even though there were a lot more cooler accessories with the Sam Cobra, Johnny West is just the more iconic figure. And so that beat out all for me.
Well, I feel like that Tex Hex like snuck in the back door. It really doesn't belong with those other customs. I actually voted for the Sam Cobra specifically because of all the accessories. The same reason why I voted for it in that particular NJC.
If you remember, the Johnny West was the winner of that NJC, and I, having made it and Sam Cobra, I loved the Sam Cobra a lot more than Johnny. But I think remembering how that one went down, I voted for Johnny myself on this one too, just hoping it would get a better chance of winning. That said, if I were going to go and buy any one of these figures off of the shelf, it would be Slade the Super Agent by Hypno. And I thought that was just a clean production, outstanding figure.
Well, it's funny you should say that.
And the winner is Slade the Super Agent by Hypno Hustler.
Yay! Well done, Matt.
Yeah, that was a great custom. Just hard to compete and still came out on top in a tough, tough category.
Best custom of an existing character. The nominees are Backstop by Dave Anthony, Bile Demon by Tim121RVC, The Black Cat, a.k.a. Felicia Harmon, by DR Bindi, He-Man by Sean Wang, and Outback by Bucky.
Like I said, I voted for Outback in just about every category. Just a fantastic figure.
I have to say on this one, I stepped out of my comfort zone and I went for He-Man by Sean Wang. Just because, I mean, it's a very iconic character and, you know, you can tell that there was a lot of work that was put into that. And in the end, it looks like something that would be on a blister card right on the shelf. Nothing, not to take away from anything anybody else did, but for some reason, that really spoke to me as someone who loved the property that they were working on and did a really great job of it.
I'm going to throw some love toward Dennis. I really enjoyed the Black Cat. I mean, as a custom I've tried two times of my own, I just really appreciate how he went with that and how it turned out.
Thank you, sir. My vote would have gone to Tim and his Bile Demon. I just like the fact that he pulled some super obscure character and really went after it.
Yeah, That's all I got to say about that.
And on that note, and the winner is He-Man by Sean Wang.
Yeah, good job. Well done.
Best custom of an original character, excluding group project entries. The nominees are Bazooka John by Joe Michael 70, Shadow Weaver by Dan of the Dead, Blue Beret Commando by Liv Evil, Red Dragon Queen by Joe Michael 70, and Iron Bear by Past Nastification.
Well, I'll jump in here and just say that this is where I brought Liv Evil up, is right here. I voted for the Blue Beret Commando, thinking that it's awesome that somebody is still working in the real American hero world and is at the top of the game and up against, you know, people working with the most modern parts. So anyway, I thought he did a fantastic job, and this is where I tried to show that I felt it was worthwhile.
And the winner is Blue Beret Commando by Liv Evil. Best O-Ring Construction Custom. The nominees are Fire Ants Commander by P-Love, Blue Beret Commando by Live Evil, He-Man by Sean Wang, Fat Tarzan by Tim121RVC, and Entry 09 by Tim121RVC.
Brian, I'm curious, who'd you vote for in this one?
I went with vested self-interest and voted for the Blue Beret Commando. Although I was close to voting for Fire Ants, it was a toss-up.
I like the Fire Ants, obviously it's mine, but how do you not vote for Blue Beret Commando?
You know, one really amazing thing about that Blue Beret Commando is the chest started out as, that's Colonel Kurd's chest, and it's some kind of a laser viper head with some other stuff. And
you can't see it, but I'm shaking my head no. There's no way. Wow.
I went with He-Man.
Yeah, I went with He-Man also. For everything that was already mentioned, it looks like a G.I. Joe toy of He-Man that you would have found in the 80s if that was the construction of him. It was clean and crisp and looked really good.
The winner is a tie. He-Man by Sean Wang and Entry 09 by Tim121RVC.
Well, that's pretty fantastic right there.
Best Modern Era Construction Custom. The nominees are Backstop by Dave Anthony, Roadblock by Dave Anthony, Spirit by Bucky, Outback by Bucky, and Skymate by Bucky.
Bucky, this is the problem. You got too many things going against yourself in this category. You're taking votes away from yourself.
Imagine what it's going to be like next year when you and he flood the gallery with all of your expected customers.
I will say this, though. The Roadblock by Dave Anthony, I'm mad that I can't buy that figure.
Oh, yeah. Did I mention I like Bucky's Outback? Have I said that yet?
I enjoyed the backstop figure quite a bit.
And the winner is Skymate by Bucky.
Nice.
That was a last minute. Like, I was watching the polls, you know, as people were voting that last day. They won on that last day within, like, the last couple of hours. It was a close one.
That surprises me. I didn't think that would even make it that far.
Best group project entry. The nominees are the Democratic Republic of Zambriot by Oreo Builder, Principality of Olivia by Esgarts, the Teyushi Tak by Pluve, Adventure Multiplier by Nova, Armored Scout Skiff by Joe Michael 70, and Battlecore Ambush at Armadillo Pass by Oreo Builder. That wasn't too bad, right?
I think you made it through there, except my favorite part was when you called him Pluve. Now I want to call him Pluve.
In his defense, is how you say it in Russian.
Pluve.
I voted for Cigars in this one, Principality of Aaliyah. I think overall that project was, you know, with all the new characters and the way, you know, he interpreted them, I just thought they were really well done. And the overall execution, that was a big project. I certainly couldn't do it. So all the people that entered that, you know, create your own country, kudos to you guys. You did it very well. And I thought that was the best of the projects.
No, I agree with everything P-Love just said. That's what I felt like, and that's actually who I went with as well.
I concur with both of you, but again, I voted for myself because I actually finished a group project. It's rare.
And it was awesome seeing that from you, no lie, because it's not very often something like that lands. Usually stuff from you lands just out of the blue on like a Thursday. But it was really cool to have you into this one. And it was exactly something we would expect from you.
Well, I've actually seen that in person. It is really cool looking.
If group projects would have like a 2-year deadline, I could definitely participate more.
And winner, we have a tie. The Democratic Republic of Zambria by Oreo Builder. And Letayushi Tak by P-Love.
Yay.
Well done, boss.
Nova, I will say yours came in, I guess, second. So, I mean...
Battle boxers are stuffed. I call shenanigans.
Best LBC custom. Little to no paint or modifications. The nominees are Black Panther by Killcar. Archer by P-Love. Blue Ninjas by P-Love. Darkspot by Tim121RVC, and Duke by Iron Will.
Archer.
Yeah, I went with Archer, too. Archer's awesome.
I went with Darkspot because it's sad that I have no idea who Archer is, so I
what? Hang up on him.
I very rarely watch any TV at all, so I have no idea who the guy is. Sorry.
I spent like 60 days for one of the NJCs making an Archer custom that basically sucks. So to see the one that you pulled out with this LBC that looks 10, 20 times better than mine, it was hard to vote for that, but I'm pretty sure I did. And I was offended, but I voted.
I made my own just like it, just so I could touch it. I got the parts
to make one.
I voted for myself. Yay.
And on that note, the winner is Archer by P-Love.
Yay, thank you. Pat on the back, yeah.
Best female custom. The nominees are Daphne Blake by SG Caper, Black Cat, a.k.a. Felicia Harmon by DR Bindi, Meryl by Past Nastification, She-Ra by Ice Cream Man, and Madam Mask by Joe Michaels 70.
I voted for She-Ra. I thought that was really well done. That just like all you guys voting for He-Man and all those categories, She-Ra won, like, captured a lot of my youth, unfortunately. So that's the one I went with.
I went with Daphne Blake because I love SG Caper's Scooby-Doo project he's got going on.
Right.
Agreed.
It's phenomenal. I thought it was such a great figure and such a great project in general.
Yeah, that whole project was out of the box, and he really made the characters fit into his quote-unquote universe and knocked it out of the park.
I went with She-Ra, but not for the same girl reasons that P-Love did.
And the winners, we have a tie. Black Cat, a.k.a. Felicia Harmon by DR Bindi, and She-Ra by Ice Cream Man.
Bindi, you're going to win this women category for the rest of our time, aren't you?
I'm shooting for that, yeah. That surprises me.
How many years in a row now?
I'm not sure. Did I get it last year? I think I fell short last year.
You can hear the anger and surprise in his voice that he only tied.
But he had to share it this year?
It is surprise that I got any part of it this year because I don't, I mean, other than boobies, I don't know that I outdid with Black Cat. But hey, I'll take it.
Boobies count twice as much.
Directly proportionate to the size of the boobies. That's how much it counts.
Oh, wow.
Can someone else say boobies?
Boobies.
Boobies.
I'll be right back. I've got to go take a plouve. I've been waiting to say that for a good clean break in the audio for a few minutes, so thank you.
Yeah, it goes at the front of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Most humorous custom. The nominees are Galactus.
You guys broke him. Are you happy?
I'm still thinking about that taking a blue. Oh my god. I saw the name and I couldn't stop laughing. Oh, you broke me.
And so it was that Dr. Bindi was never invited back.
Most humorous custom. The nominees are Galactus by P-Love, Count Chocula by Joe Michaels 70, Helper by Iron Will, Slipperbot by P-Love, The Ghosts of Sepantor by Lance Sputnik, Fat Tarzan by Tim121RVC, and Popeye by Joe Michaels 70.
I voted for Count Chocula. That one cracks me up every time I see it.
I love that Popeye that Joe Michaels 70 did.
I voted for Galactus. I thought that thing was fantastic. Hilarious. Well done. But I will say that I was happy to be nominated in this category because you know, if you're going to be known for something, being known for doing funny things is good, right? If you can't be the best, then be the funniest.
Exactly.
I enjoyed Slipperbot, and the Dio shots were what sold it for me.
Thank you.
I had a hard time picking this one, because I thought there were a lot of good submissions, but I ended up picking Tim's Fat Tarzan, just because I really like fat guys with fish.
You know,
it pulls at those heartstrings. It's close.
I love his use of those Chapmay fish. I really do.
Those are undertoes fish.
I picked Count Chocula as well. I love that one.
And the winner is Fat Tarzan by Tim121RVC. Best Vehicle Custom. The nominees are Cobra ASP, Alley Viper Support Platform by SG Caper, the G.I. Joe Train by Oreo Builder, Jetfire by Dusty79, Anaconda by Ian, and Letayushki Talk by P-Love.
Well, I went with the train, and God bless everybody else and all their hard work, but he made the train.
Yeah, there's no way that anybody was going to vote for anything other than that train.
Some people did. Not a lot, but some.
Yeah, that train was just... That makes me want to drive to Canada and play in his basement, because that thing looked phenomenal.
It was quite an epic undertaking in putting that out. And he came out of nowhere with it, too. That's what was really impressive.
And we even talked about it with him on the podcast. It wasn't just the train. The train was awesome, and it would be awesome by itself. But then he did the figures to go with it, and it's just like the whole package. It's like, yes, please, I would like one of those.
And the winner is, of course, the G.I. Joe Train by Oreo Builder.
Yay!
Well deserved. Oh, yeah, like I said, I can't say anybody voted for anything other than that. That was the most amazing vehicle all year. Best Playset Customs. The nominees are the Iron Throne of War by The Spectre, Destro's Dungeon Basement by P-Love, Castle Dungeon Playset by The Spectre, Bat Factory by P-Love, and Cobra Ballistic Missile Silo by Oreo Builder.
Wow, that's like the Dan and John show plus Oreo Builder. You guys are in trouble.
I was worried about Oreo Builder.
Yeah.
Actually, with this one, I went with you, Spectre. And the reason is because I know what I personally have been using those same parts that you used in your playset. But the fact that you took them and made them look like that and then made it modular, yeah, you win.
Thank you. I voted for myself in this one. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, I voted for your Castle Dungeon playset. After doing one, you know, that was a new technique for me. But watching you do yours and do it so much better, yeah, there was no contest for me.
Come on, you're making me blush.
The fact that yours look production quality every time you put it out, that's kind of what sealed the deal for me.
Yeah,
I voted for the Bat Factory. I thought it was great.
I will say this. There's a three-way tie for second place.
The winner is the Castle Dungeon playset by The Spectre. Yeah, the three-way tie for second place is actually pretty interesting. You have My Throne of War, The Bat Factory by P-Love, and the Ballistic Missile Silo by Oreo Builder. So that's kind of cool that we have a three-way second place.
Awesome. Hey, P-Love, I'm the one who nominated you Bat Factory.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I nominated it, too.
And I think Dan got cut off mid-sentence by, it's pretty cool we had a three-way. And I started laughing and nobody else caught on to it, so I feel really bad now.
Best use of a bad part. I can't believe they use that. Your nominees are Ty Lone
Your wife.
Oh.
Sorry. Best use of a bad part, a.k.a. I can't believe they used that. The nominees are Ty Longshadow, a.k.a. Apache Chief by Iron Will, Count Chocula by Joe Michael 70, Helper by Iron Will, Bile Demon by Tim121RBC, and the Adventure Team Moonbuggy by Joe Michael 70.
The Apache Chief was, we talked about it on the previous podcast quite a while back, but that was just out of the box.
Yeah, that was very cool, but I voted for the Moonbuggy. Because I think those wheels are just very cool, and Joe Michael 70 actually sent me a couple of those pieces to test out with a couple projects, and to turn that into Moonbuggy wheels, I have to applaud him on that.
Yeah, I really wanted to vote for that Moonbuggy, having seen it in person, having, you know, started stockpiling those milk caps, but Iron Wheels Apache Chief, I just loved the way he did that. You know, that's such a out there concept. When you see the cartoon, that Justice League cartoon, and you're like, how are you going to do this? Like, you know, this astral plane giant projection for a 3D figure that you hold in your hands. And the way he did it was just brilliant.
And the winner is The Adventure Team Moonbuggy by Joe Michael 70.
Get out.
Yeah, I triple checked that one.
Man, I don't even own that thing anymore. That thing is part of the traveling Joe Custom show nowadays.
You mean that's going to be shown up in Dallas?
That's right. It's in the box. It's already there as far as I know.
Nice.
Very nice. Cool.
Well, thanks everybody who voted for it. That was a lot of fun. That was last year at this time. That was the found item challenge from Custom Celebration 7.
Right.
And now we move on to the technical aspect of the evening. Our first technical award is Best Camel Painter. And your nominees are Crimson Guard 666, a.k.a. Crimson Immoral, a.k.a. Kevin Watts. Live Evil, Oreo Builder, Tim121RVC, and TR1er.
All of the above.
Oh, they're all great. They are.
Yeah, this is one of those categories. You couldn't go wrong. Whoever won, you know, just won by luck, because all five of those guys are just fantastic.
I always have a hard time when it comes to nominating the categories like this, because I see so many good techniques throughout the year, but I never really remember, unless it was like one particular custom. And then like within 2 days after the nominations were due, Shaka, I don't even know, he's got like some number after it, posted. He posted a couple of customs like just within a day or so of the nomination that had just fantastic camo, and I don't think he ever got nominated by anyone else either. I definitely would have added him into the mix, but you're right, the whole crew, any one of them, they're pros at that.
And the winner is Oreo Builder.
Now, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't see that one coming. I mean I was kind of in for Kevin Watts, just because, mainly because of all of his non-Joe stuff he's been painting lately. But OB, he's got, I mean, that 50th, although it really shouldn't have counted towards our celebration, yeah, that was fantastic stuff. Yeah.
And I think that's exactly it. He did the 50th, and he had all the camo on that straight from the 12-inch figures. I think that definitely swayed some votes. I voted for Kevin Watts, too, especially for the podcast. He laid out how he did a particular camo pattern, and seeing it and putting that together, it's like I had no choice.
Best Eye Painter. The nominees are Dave Anthony, DR Bindi, Live Evil, Stronox, and The Spectre.
What are we going to do when two of them are on this show? I didn't want to start a fight here. I went with Dennis. I think Dennis does the best eyes outside of... who's the woman who did the Sigma 6 stuff?
MacGyver.
Yeah. I think he's the best outside of MacGyver, and he works at a smaller scale. Although I do believe that, Dan, your stuff is fantastic, but
thank you.
Bindi, you got something magical going on.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I've said it to you a couple of times. Your Race Bannon gives me nightmares. Yeah. He's just got that, you know, dead-eye stare. It's crazy.
Thank you. You don't want to know how much time I spend doing it on the eyes. I mean, it probably three times as much as the rest of the custom, usually, just because I can't go to bed at night if I've got eyes that I'm not comfortable with on a figure. So,
oh, here, let me explain how you do it. You do it, you fix it, you do it again, you fix that, and then you say,
but at the point where you say, fuck it, you know, and most people, you know, go ahead and go to bed at that point, I say fuck it and scratch them out with the toothpick and start the process over about three more times. And usually at least once in the middle, I get it perfect and my eyes are starting to get blurry and I mess it up. And yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. That's why I say fuck. I've been there. And I figure the second or third go round is usually my best.
And the winner is DR Bindi.
Yes.
Yeah,
sweet.
Congrats, Dennis.
Thank you.
Best overall painter. Refers to overall painting skills of a customizer, not on a specific custom. The nominees are Dave Anthony, DR Bindi, IW Beta, Joe Michael 70, Oreo Builder, The Spectre, and Tim121RVC.
Yeah, I don't know how I landed in this category, but no, Thank you for whoever nominated me. And to be nominated with names like you just read out is fantastic.
This is another one of those where all of the above should be considered.
I voted for Oreo Builder. I think top to bottom, he's probably one of the better, like, production could be sold at stores type painters out there. And this was his year, and probably next year too.
This is definitely one of those, it's an honor to be nominated kind of categories. So these guys should all feel great.
And the winner is Dave Anthony.
Yeah, fantastic job.
He really had a great showing this year. And that's who I went with. And although I'm a big fan of everybody out there, you know, Dave Anthony, his stuff is pretty phenomenal. And he brought his A game out there this year. And next year is going to be a really exciting year. That's all. You don't even have to put that in there, by the way.
Well, it is very deserving, and there's something to be said, as Jeff keeps pointing out, about having a presence throughout the year. And as you can see on the different individual custom awards and nominations, I mean, he was really hitting it. And you know, when your presence is felt across multiple categories, I mean, it is your year. Clearly, it was his for that category, too.
Well best said, Dennis.
I'm sorry. Best sculpting on a specific figure, Captain Gridiron by Dave Anthony. He-Man by Sean Wang. Rock and Roll by SG Caper. Bile Demon by Tim121RVC. And Entry 09 by Tim121RVC.
This was the category where I thought the He-Man really shined. If you liked him in all the other categories, that's great. But this one, I didn't see anybody who could top him.
I concur.
Yeah, I wanted He-Man in this one too.
And the winner is He-Man by Sean Wang.
Fantastic. Just fantastic.
Best parts modification on a specific figure. The nominees are Lance Sputnik by DR Bindi, Rocky Balboa by Sean Wang, Bile Demon by Tim121RVC, Entry 09 by Tim121RVC, and Tex Hex by P-Love.
Well, with this one, I had to go with Entry 9 by Tim, just because of the way he split that figure down and put it back together like it was meant to be that way. I'd also like to say, since I have your attention and your complete and utter rapt attention, that was a great entry for a site mascot, and it's just unfortunate that it would be so hard to try to translate that into other media, because that was really well done.
Yeah, I was going to say, that entry 9 figure is the definition of parts modification. It's an excellent example and wonderful.
I'm really glad he donated it. It is. It's a superb job. It shows exactly what we do. If you need a physical representation, come to Dallas, look at the table, look at the mascot entries that we'll have on display, and you'll see what we're talking about. It's a great figure.
And the winner is a tie between Lance Sputnik by DR Bindi and Mascot Entry 09 by Tim121RVC.
That's awesome.
Another shocker, yeah.
I wanted Lance on this show so bad. He couldn't make it, but I wanted him to hear that one.
Best action shot in a figure submission or dio story. The nominees are Rock and Roll by SG Caper, Spin Doctor getting shot by DR Bindi, Outback by Bucky, Ghost of Serpentor by Lance Sputnik, Coal Crusher by AVAX Lab, and Scooby and the Gang by SG Caper.
These were all great, but I think I had to go with Dennis's dio shot.
I had to go with Spin Doctor getting shot, and not because I think it was the best photo that's ever been taken, but that picture caused so much ripple and conversation, and just like everybody, it had everybody talking for so long about a single scene that I don't know how it couldn't be the best shot of the year, so to speak. So I went with Bindi, Spin Doctor getting shot too.
Go with the Scooby and the Gang one by SG Caper, because I just think that's a fantastic series, and I love that assembled shot of them all together.
I don't even know how I ended up in this category, because all I did was prop them up against a stick. So, but
it's fitting.
I didn't win it.
Simple tricks are best, there, Bucky. Simple tricks.
But it's a simple trick, you know, magnified by an outstanding custom.
Oh, well, thank you.
And the winner is Coal Crusher by AVAX Lab.
Yeah, and we talked about that on the podcast too when we had Kobe on. That was just a great little diorama shot that he set up. Well deserved.
Best Overall Customizer for Figures. And the nominees are Dave Anthony, DR Bindi, Dusty79, MSWI, Oreo Builder, and Stronox.
Well, I'll just be grateful for the nomination this year, I'm pretty sure, partly on what I was talking about before. Sometimes it's your year and sometimes it's not. And I don't think I did as much as I would have preferred to do, like on the gallery and whatever else, to have a present. I would feel bad if I won this category, to be honest. Well, then I'd not feel bad for a while, but I'd feel bad.
I think it's another category where it's hard to choose. There's a lot of great people nominated and a lot of great entries.
Every single person in there is one of my favorite customizers. It was really hard to pick one.
I mean, if you've been listening, either Dave Anthony or Oreo Builder, that's who it came down to me when I was voting. It's like, it's got to be one of those two.
And the winner is Oreo Builder.
Well done.
Best Overall Customizer for Vehicles. The nominees are Oreo Builder, AVAX Lab, Blood Brigade, Dusty79, and Stormavik.
That's okay. I say we give out five of them this year.
Well, Blood Brigade, didn't he just put it on this year? Was he on the site last year?
For a little while.
Yeah. No, he's only showed up in the last 6 months, but man, his output has been ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, his stuff is awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Oreo Builder is probably going to, take this category, but Blood Brigade definitely needs some kudos there.
Yeah, I voted for Blood Brigade.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so happy for you guys. I think it was just last podcast with Kevin Watson that I brought up Blood Brigade, and we talked about it, but I had to go with the train. Seriously, guys, the train.
I went with Oreo Builder, too. Dusty was really, really close, especially at those Transformer theme ones he put out. But you can't, you can't beat that train, though. I'm sorry, Dusty.
I think for me it came down to body of work, and not just because Blood Brigade's done a lot, but Oreo Builder isn't really known for vehicles. So, I mean, one fantastic vehicle versus, the other customizers in that category, and I think that's what actually swayed me.
I'm right there with P-Love. One great big train versus 30 different other awesome vehicles,
And the winner is Oreo Builder.
Dun, dun, dun! I don't know if you can call that an upset, A grand slam versus a bunch of singles.
Best Overall Customizer for Playsets. The nominees are The Spectre, DR Bindi, P-Love, Joe Michaels 70, and Oreo Builder.
Well, I'll step right in here first off and say that all you guys are fantastic set builders. And if Oreo Builder's simple, what he calls simple little backdrop that he made for the 50th would have been in the running, we would all be in trouble. But to be quite honest, for what I saw last year, Dennis, you got it with your Cantina play set. I don't know how big your room is that you're shooting around, but I took another look at your shots, and every single shot is just like, holy crap, I totally see this entire environment. You're fantastic. Great work.
Thank you very much. I had always wanted to get into making some of the sets, and just really had the first chance to do it this year and been having a blast with it. So I don't know if they're play sets or not. That's the thing. I don't know. I was kind of surprised I got a nomination on this one. I do them like Dio sets, but they're all, a wall here and stick this up there to hope it stays while I take the picture and whatever else. It's certainly not at the quality that a lot of you guys do them, but thank you.
They're custom environments.
Yeah. Mini movie sets, I don't know.
Maybe we need a new term for this category.
If you're playing in it, it's a play set.
It's a play set, then.
And if you're touching it, is it a touch set?
Not touching that one.
Only with Windex.
And I think this was one of those where, like, I wasn't just influenced by what they did last year, but by what he's done since. And it was hard to vote against the Spectre in that. He's just pumped out a bunch of good stuff recently. So he had a good last year, and he's already started a good year this year.
Great. Thank you.
And, of course, I'll announce the winner for this. It was the Spectre.
Nice work, Dan.
Thank you. You like me. You really like me.
Congrats, Dan.
Thank you.
We don't like you. We like your toys.
And his movie voice.
All right, next we're up to, let's see. Okay, most improved customizer. The nominees are Bucky, Dusty79, Rambo, SG Caper, and TR Warner.
This is another category that I think we need to talk about.
I think that's okay. Go ahead and talk about it. I think if it shows why you voted or how you voted, I think that's interesting.
Well, here's the deal is that I'm of two minds with this. One is that when you say most improved, that would mean that you have watched somebody progress over time and you've really seen them jump to the next level in the last 12 months. The other way that a lot of people look at this is that their customizer's fresh to Joe Customs, so you have zero idea of what they've done before. And when they hit the site, you know, both feet running, and they just amaze you by what they do, even though they say that, you know, they're fresh. And then once in a while, you get somebody who's both. You know, they come to the site fresh, and what they do in the first 12 months of their whole customizing career is just amazing. So this is a tough category, and I think we ought to maybe think about breaking it up into, like, you know, like Rookie of the Year versus someone who's most improved over the last year. I wanted to vote for Bucky in this just because I think that Bucky has just really come to the forefront at Joe Customs in the last 12 months. Part of that might have been the fact that he became a mod and all of a sudden he's in everything, and so therefore I'm paying more attention than I was before. And then there's also the whole little bromance I have with Dusty79. And so I really don't know where to go with this, so I'm just going to not say anything.
No, I agree. I think we should break it up and give a nod out to those who are just starting out, just starting to post. I think a Rookie of the Year or, you know, best newcomer, I think that's valid. Blood Brigade might even fall into that category just for Joe Customs.
Well, the one thing that I would say about that, though, is I think we're pretty sophisticated now as a community. There aren't too many people other than maybe Joe Michaels who look at Customs only at Joe Customs specifically. So if there's somebody out there making a name for themselves and they show up for the first time at Joe Customs, maybe the example would be the first year Stronach showed up here. You know, most of us already knew the name or had seen the work. I don't know that I'm measuring artificially how much he improved from the first day he logged on at the site. I think I can still make a bigger judgment call about, you know, how good they've been versus how much they've improved. I voted for Bucky for that reason. You know, just noticing a lot more this year than I had noticed previously, and the effort and the skill all seem to jump up. But I don't know that it needs to be divided up, to be honest. Just my two cents.
That's why I voted for SG Caper. Over the last couple of years, I watched him improve in his skills and watched him try a lot of new techniques that he had not tried before and basically come out on top and actually do a really good job. And his work has improved so much in the last couple of years. I think he deserves a little recognition.
Yeah, I voted for him as well. I thought, you know, of everybody in there, he's point A to point B was wider. You know, he just had a fantastic year. And kudos to Bucky, because, I mean, you want to talk about being, you know, I don't want to say it. I'll just say it. Being a low-level A-lister to being, like, one of the best, I think that's a big jump, and he did a fantastic job.
Oh, thank you.
to be a good customizer and then be a great customizer, I guess that's the difference.
And the winner is Dusty79.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to, you know, somebody that kind of showed up, and even in the small time he's been here, he's improved, done some really fun stuff, some great stuff.
Not only that, he's really contributed. I mean, he's been active with his posts, he's been constructive with his input and his posts, and
I back it up, and it's not just because I Dusty. That, you know, I thought we'd be good friends and all. No, he's just one of those guys who comes to the site and, like, loves the site for the site, and that's always a really nice breath of fresh air. And then, you know, he's actively trying to be better, do better. He participates in the critique forum, like how it was intended, you know, exactly. to get critique and to become better with it and stuff like that.
Exactly.
That's great. That's fantastic. He's the kind of guy who deserves an award like this.
He is one of the guys, kind of like a mentioning, just to me, he looked like he kind of just came out of nowhere And over the course of a couple months, his stuff just gradually got better and better and better. And he's one of my favorite guys out there now.
But I think his background was from what he talked about before, like a vehicle customizer. But his first figure custom was shown at Joe Customs. So I guess he would be one of the ones who really could qualify truly as a rookie of the year, not just a rookie to the site. But I think you can legitimately say, and that's how the vote went, you know, the improvement from that very first one that he did, which itself was pretty sweet, but then all the ones that he showed throughout the year, I think he's a prototype for that kind of an award.
Great. Customizer you borrow the most from. The nominees are Dave Anthony, DR Bindi, Dusty 79, Iron Will, Joe Michaels 70, Lance Sputnik, Nova, Oreo Builder, P-Love, and the Spectre.
I think every year for me, this comes down to Joe Michael 70 and Nova. They always seem to be the guys who come up with ideas, whether they're using them or not, that I tend to steal. Next year, it might be Brad. I plan on stealing from him and Spectre a lot.
I don't know how I'm nominated for this, because all I do is vintage O-ring kind of customs. I don't know how people are stealing from me, because no one else does those.
I do.
I don't even know how to answer in this category because, quite honestly, I take from everybody who puts something on the site. Sometimes I take from them, like, very literally. Like, I just ripped off G.I. Joey's Ant-Man down to – down. I just took the whole thing and called it mine. But I take a little something from everybody, and that's why I'm at the site, to be honest. So, I don't know. It's tough for me, so – I'm not even sure I voted in this, and if I did vote in this, it was probably for myself, because in the end, it's me that's reading the comic books, right?
And the winner is DR Bindi.
I basically plagiarized his entire Iron Man run. Everything he did, I tried to do, just not as well.
Well, cool. I looked, I'm safe. I did not vote for myself, although I suspiciously did not cast a vote. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Second place in that one was Dave Anthony and Nova.
Wow. Congratulations, Brian.
Yeah, maybe there are more vintage O-ring customizers than I thought.
I think you're limiting yourself, Brian. I steal a lot of your ideas and just translate them.
I think it might be a lot of those skull thrones that you made.
You bastardized my ideas.
Your vehicles, dude. They may never come to fruition, but they're in the whip stage for years.
Best Dio story. And the nominees are Joe's Cantina by DR Bindi, Adventure Team Procurements by DR Bindi, Intruders in the Warehouse by Grey Rider, Adventure Team Moonbuggy by Joe Michaels, and Everyone's a Critic by Grey Rider.
Sorry, Jeff, I had to go to the Cantina on this one.
Yeah, no, I was only in this category, I think, just... I'm not sure why I was in this category. That was just the way that I introduced that moon buggy, and it turned out to be kind of a Dio story, but I went with Joe's Cantina. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I went with Joe's Cantina as well.
Yeah, this one ran away with it. It was the second largest routing of victory right behind the G.I. Joe train.
Wow.
Yeah, the winner is Joe's Cantina.
Yay, Dennis.
And we're still waiting for the podcast members in your cantina.
Yeah, there's two to go. I gotcha. Well, cool. Thanks a lot. That one has been about as much fun as I've had as a customizer. And I've got a few more chapters written. I just need to find the time. Let me also add, though, too, he doesn't post nearly as much as he used to, but I think Grey Rider's stuff is just absolutely fantastic. It's always very concise, which I'm incapable of doing. Very funny, very clean. I wish he was posting or at least doing more stuff to post.
I initially nominated him just to make sure he was on the ballot, and I wasn't the only one. He got a lot of nominations. People really like those little short joke comics he's doing. I thought it was great.
Greatest forum topic, Battlecore Month, Day 31, Recap, Group Shots, and Work in Progress. Hamhattan 6.0, Dwarf Hamster City, G.I. Joe Tools, Anatomy, Function, Process, and Accumulation. So what's your favorite? And Ultimate Team Battle 2013.
I hate you guys for the Hamhattan. I really do.
I mean that person. I'm going to be so disappointed if it didn't win.
I voted for Jive Riper's 2-ups. I thought that was interesting while it was going on.
And the winner is Battlecore Month.
Who do you think is going to win that next year?
I'm sure Oreo Builders and Bucky are going to have a couple of threads nominated for sure.
I'm just going to not post any works in progress or finished customs for like the whole year. And then come November, I'm going to post everything once a day for a whole month.
Marketing.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, Jeff's comment about the food chain and that Ham Hatton thread was worthy of a win, and I protest, and I want to recount.
I'd still eat that.
Oh, don't worry, I'm sure they're all dead already. Most helpful board member, and the nominees are B.I. Thomas, Chad Ghost, D.R. Bindi, Joe Michael 70, and The Spectre.
What are you going to do here? How do you define most helpful board member?
Yeah, I voted for Ben. He does quite a bit behind the scenes. He's still working on the photo image resizing and stuff. He's doing a lot of coding stuff that nobody sees. Just to make sure he got nominated and that people knew what he was doing, I had to vote for him.
I voted for him, too. I mean, I as much as I love what John does for the site, I swear to God, if it wasn't for By Thomas, we wouldn't have this thing. So I know a lot of people out there in the audience don't recognize, but yeah, Ben, he is one of the tough ones here.
He protects us from Chinese hackers.
And he loves it when you call him By Thomas.
I voted for Joe Michaels just because the way he's trying to push the site outside of the site on Facebook, the way he was interacting and pushing the site at Assembly Required, it was something to see. He was really hustling us out there, getting our name out.
Oh, look,
you should see
you.
How many times I mention the name of the site every time I'm on another podcast.
This is my first podcast. I don't even know what I'm doing.
You're doing well, then. You're fitting right in. I will say the Spectre got second in this category. So, you know, him getting things out there and answering stuff. And his trade thread is just ginormous. So he's been working things all around the site, and it gets noticed. And, of course, on the podcast.
And the winner is D.R. Bindi.
Well, there you go, Dennis. You know, you like yourself now.
Well, I don't do any of that shit. You guys do. I don't know what you're up to. I just put checks in the mail. I don't know. I really don't know that. I guess it's helpful maybe on comments and techniques. I don't think I've done nearly enough to pull my weight up on the site itself, so I don't know.
No, I think that's exactly it. You're in people's critiques. You're talking to them, tell them how to improve. I see you on your Facebook page promoting things that are going on in the community. People notice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
No, Dennis, I'd just like to extend a personal thanks. As we get older and everybody gets busier and stuff like that, it's tough to spend time in the forums like we used to and things like that, especially when it comes to critiques, which other than the gallery is probably the reason for Joe Customs. And you're in there. And you're honest, and you're doing it, if not every day, often enough that you bubble right to the top every time I hit new topics. Your name is always as one of the last posters in a forum. So I just want to extend a personal thanks from the admins, just saying, you know, thanks for being in there.
I agree with Jeff and echo, you know, his sentiments. If you want honesty, you look at you and, you know, you don't always want fluff and, hey, this looks really good. And, you know, you're honest with what you say and, hey, this could be fixed. And you say it. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's how we grow.
Well, thanks, guys. I wouldn't want to do that any other way. And you know, I learned some of that from Nova, from Brian. So
maybe you can teach me how to do it without getting people all butthurt about it.
Change your screen name, I think, is task number one. And for some reason, and I remember that from my first days there, it seemed like people had it out for that name for some reason, and I don't know why. Because I don't think I'm saying anything any nicer. I don't think you ever said anything that wasn't nice. It's just, here's what I think, and here's how you can make it better. So, yeah, but those were the critiques that I felt pushed me to get anywhere on here were the honest ones, the ones that actually gave me something, you know, as opposed to the one, you know, that we make fun of now, the awesome, you know, good job. Actually, here's what you can do to make it better. It's pretty cool if you like it, but here's what you could do that's more. And you did that, Nova, for me all the time. So
you don't get it because you're a doctor. That's why.
I will say this, that if you can draw Nova out and actually get him to comment on one of your customs at all, whether it's positive, negative, or even just anything, then you actually have a decent custom. Because if he at least comes out of the woodwork to say, that's crappy, you can do better, then you at least know that you've done something. Yeah, well, like, for instance, at JoeCon North, we had a speed painting, speed customizing session or whatever, and Nova was one of the judges. And to actually have Brian hold your custom in his hand and give you honest feedback face-to-face, that's like a thesis or a master statement or whatever the fuck those doctorates do when they have to stand up in front of their peers and take it. That's what it was like on Sputnik's deck that day.
I liken it to, I don't know if anyone would ever admit to watching American Idol. I used to watch it in the day, but I mean, if you got a good review from Simon Cowell, I mean, you pretty much meant you were the shit. And, if you got a bad review, well, just, you know, jump in line. Everyone else is getting bad reviews too. You keep trying until you get a good one. That's how Nova always used to strike me before he got tired of people yelling at him, I think.
Fair enough.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the final award of the evening, the JoeCostumes.com Joe Colton Lifetime Achievement Award. And the nominees are Hypno Hustler, Nova, Oreo Builder, The Spectre, and Zombie Guide.
I just want to be like the perennial Destro King of Scotland entry on this for the next 20 years.
I voted for Zombie Guide. He's done some tutorials. He's, you know, the paint chip master, you know, the 99% chip proof. He's been a backer of the site in every possible way you can imagine. I thought he deserved it this year.
I went with Hypno on this one just because everything that that Jeff, you said to me a few minutes ago, I feel like is true about Hypno, about being there, posting, yeah, maybe a little less this year than what I remember. I'm over 40 now, so my dates are all messed up anyway. But usually, whenever I flip through the forums, there's comments there from Hypno. He's making outstanding customs, sometimes under the radar, and just really seems to be pushing the site. Also,
I have trouble in this category because all these people are my friends, and all the, you know, I have to look all these people in the eye every year. And if I didn't vote for them, then I feel like I failed them somehow. And I can't vote for all of them. So all I can do is just look at what they've done for Joe Customs in the last year and what they've done for Joe Customs up until that point. And in this case, I think one of the most exciting things in the last year that has driven the most site traffic has probably been Oreo Builder's work. And I went with Oreo Builder this year. I know he's not got quite the longevity of some of the other guys, but I think for what he's done for the site, he deserves this. That's all I can say without sounding worse.
I tried to get Oreo Builder on here tonight. Unfortunately, he couldn't make it. He had a prior engagement. Dan?
And the winner is a tie. Nova and Oreo Builder.
Nice.
Yay.
Aww. Congratulations. Good go, Brian. That means I don't get to be on it for like forever, like Destro King of Scotland.
Yeah, I think everyone saw that plan coming and decided, nope, let's get it over with.
Foiled.
Well deserved. Well deserved.
No, thank you. I'm honored.
And Brian had no idea. I told him like some BS reason I wanted him on here. So it's a surprise to everybody.
Congratulations, Brian.
That's really cool, actually.
So do I get a trophy?
We're working on that.
Yeah.
You might get a golden potato. You might get something nicer.
Is that something I'm going to have to cast for everybody?
Yeah.
You might get a beer and a Windex.
Now
it's the golden pluve.
Oh, that'd be awesome. A little. Hey, wait. Before we go, we got some random participation prizes from the custom celebration. I just want to read those off. Participation in the 2-week challenge figure. Winner of Rodimus VTS cast parts is Mysterious Stranger.
Yay!
Participation in the Shoebox Diorama, winner of a Joe Armory $25 gift certificate, Lance Sputnik.
Very cool.
Overall Custom Celebration Participation Prize, winner of a Next Great Adventure, that's Joe Zarr's store that he opened up, and a Creole Bat is Patrick A. Riley. And then the MVP prize, the one that, you know, the staff deemed the person who kind of like was the most involved throughout the custom celebration. They're going to win a custom project binder by Oreo Builder and a Retaliation Night Viper. And that's going to Too Dark, Too C.
Dang, that's the nice one right there. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good job. And major props to Joe Michael 70 and Bucky and everybody who donated. I've got a big final thank you post that's going up as soon as we're done recording. Too many people, and it really wouldn't have been possible without all of you guys. So thank you.
Hey, thanks for keeping it going another year, boss.
Parting shots? Nope. Okay, stopping recording. See you again next year.